Welcome back to the Metal Meltdown. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting for traditional and unceded Coastalish territory. And let's just continue our little chat with Seb from Ivy Gardens. But first, let me tell you what we listened to. We just listened to Red Cane. They are from Calgary in Alberta, Canada, and we listen to FWAB, Fire, Water, Air, Blood, which is one of their latest singles. Before that, we listen to Ophiolatry. They are from Brazil, and we listen to the song Jesus Complex, which is part of their brand new album Serpent's Verdict. And we start the set with our guests tonight, Ivy Gardens from Ontario, Canada, with the song Girth from their brand new album Death of Don Valley. And in terms, I guess, of the couple of, or I guess of the albums, like have any of them had like a full theme, you know, on the album, and then, you know, all the songs are kind of,
yeah,
or not, or anyway, yeah, like, please tell us about us.
Yeah, our past records didn't really, they were very much collections of songs, because, you know, at that point we were just being a band. We were playing live, we went on the road, and, you know, we wanted to put a record together, and what we had were songs. So we put our disparate songs together and kind of pieced them together in such a way that felt cohesive and makes sense, but only with our latest record, only with Death of Don Valley, did we all kind of have this idea of what we wanted to be saying here, and while we were working on these things instrumentally, when it came time for those lyrics, that was when we had discussions of, like, you know, this should be talking about this, and we should talk about that, and we should have this kind of theme, that kind of theme there, and then have them in conflict here, and kind of make a more cohesive statement with Death of Don Valley. And I think I've done some interviews and people ask me if it's a concept album, and, you know, what the concept is about, and I think it definitely has a concept. It doesn't necessarily have some kind of story, some narrative through line, you know. This isn't like Tommy, this isn't, you know, The Wall or anything like that. It's a kind of a collection of stories from different perspectives that are all kind of trying to get at this central tension, this central kind of point to the record. And honestly, I don't really want to spell that out for anybody. I want someone to, you know, listen to these tracks, read these lyrics. We all got it up there online. And, you know, just see what you think and see, you know, where your mind takes you. Because a lot of this stuff is intended to be very evocative and be kind of visual, be as visual as it can get, provoke a lot of imagery while you're listening to this, you know, music that is inherently not visual, right? But, you know, that's basically our approach. Yeah, that's the kind of thing that we've just now started to really focus and really hone in on. It, you know, exactly what we're trying to say in this music and what is important to us to say. Yeah.
No, that's cool. I like to ask because sometimes, you know, as with any art, like sometimes we, you know, we all, as you're saying, like we all may have our own description, feeling, meaning of, you know, the painting, of the sculpture, or in this case, you know, the music. So it's always interesting to,
yeah, for sure,
to hear from the, you know, from the creator's perspective. Oh, that sounds really nice.
Yeah,
the,
yeah,
creators.
I mean, I'm always of the opinion, yeah, that the creator shouldn't spoil the interpretation of, you know, someone else, right? So I wouldn't want to go out of my way and say, oh, this song is about something, you know, silly and stupid. But, you know, if someone listened to it and thought, oh, man, maybe this is going to have this or that, make you think of this or that, and, you know, I'd be ruining that interpretation. So, you know, my lips are sealed. I want people to, you know, listen to it and think about it.
Yeah, exactly.
And you get to put out of it that way.
You know, it's like reading the book before watching the movie, right? Like, you should create your own.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, your own imagery and whatever, you know, voices, whatever it is.
Yeah, exactly.
You should do your own, and then you can compare notes.
Yeah, for sure.
In this
that's
case,
exactly
with the creators. Anyway, that's interesting. excuse me. So where can people find, you know, videos, music, news, merchandise from Ivy Gardens?
Yeah. I mean, you can check us out on Instagram. That's typically when we get the fastest update on what we're up to, you know, things, new things that pop up. But we're on Bandcamp to find our music and to find some of our merch. After this tour's done, we're going to get the physical copies of the record on CD and on tape, and probably some shirts and some other merch up on there. And, yeah, you can find all our music there, lyrics, everything like that at ivygardens.bandcamp.com. And, yeah, you can check out our YouTube as well. I believe that's just Ivy Gardens Official. We got loads of music videos. We got, you know, some live stuff, some, you know, live camcorder footage, some live pro shot stuff. But, yeah, lots of visual stuff up there, too. So, yeah, check it out.
Sounds good. So in terms of the videos, like, do you have any specific one that you might like or remember more fondly, either because, you know, it was extremely difficult or extremely easy, or I don't know?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So we've done a couple videos. We've done many videos. And a lot of videos we've done, it, you know, kind of something that a lot of bands do. You know, you perform your music and, you know, you film yourself performing it. But we've done a couple videos now that are more like weird little gory short films. Like, we had one for our track Goon off of our last record, where it was, we made the film out of this really violent hockey fight where these two guys have this fight and it gets progressively violent. And it gets so violent to the point of comedy. And there's a great deal of fake blood. There's a great deal of just, like, gore and blood effects and, you know, teeth getting spit out. There's, you know, some ground beef standing in for human flesh. Hands get chopped off. Throats get cut. You know, there's a scalping at the very end. And that's one of our, probably our biggest endeavor. That was quite a feat of filmmaking. My partner does a lot of special effects work and makeup and prosthetics. So we worked together for a long time to do all these practical gore effect gags. And just recently for this record, we did a video for our track Eyewitness. It's kind of a similar camcorder, violent nightmare mess. But that one's got some more automobile action. Our friend Lucas had a Corvette. So we filmed some, like, Mad Max, you know, Fast and the Furious van versus Corvette action for that one. And then some more, you know, violent execution and near to the very end. So, yeah, go check out either Goon or Eyewitness on our YouTube. Really, really fun stuff. A lot of fun to make.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. I mean, you know, on top of doing your, you know, promoting your music or showing the music, like, yeah, if you can, you know, squeeze in a little storytelling, or, you know, the three of you can show your great acting skills, I mean, that's just magnificent.
Absolutely.
Okay, now I'm going to have to look them up, you know, and I'll watch them. Yeah, that's really cool. Okay, so your show in Vancouver is the 26th?
Yeah, I think so. I can double check that.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we'll put the, you know, we'll make sure to share the details on the Facebook page and all as well. Yeah, I don't know. Anything else you want to add or chat or talk about? Like, something that we missed or I missed?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it looks like our show is October 24th in Vancouver at Black Alley. But yeah, it's been really cool. And you're going to, if anyone listening wants to go to the show, you're going to catch the 23rd out of 24th shows that have taken us all the way from Halifax, Nova Scotia to Vancouver, coast to coast. And we have been playing so much. It's crazy. We got everything dialed in. We're going to be super locked in, super fast, super loud. And it's going to be a really fun show. So yeah, come on out.
Wow, that's really amazing. Halifax, wow. You're really going to go coast to coast. That's how is it feeling so far? Well, you're in Banff, yeah, you're relaxed. I mean it must be good.
Yeah, it's been such a long period of time just straight up doing shows, like ever since late August 29th I think was our release show. We've just been constantly doing stuff, going on the road, taking little breaks, but yeah, it's been such a long lead up to tour for this record, and it's really cool to finally get to the last few shows over on the West Coast. But yeah, I can remember when I dipped my feet into the Atlantic weeks ago in Nova Scotia in the Bay of Fundy, and now getting over to the West Coast and dipping my toes in the Pacific, that's going to be wild.
Yeah, I hope it's not too cold for you. I mean, it shouldn't, you know, you're from the East, so
And you have to dip them in now. Like, you cannot, you know, avoid that. It's inevitable. Yeah. It's your destiny.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you very much again, Seb, for being with us tonight. Please say hi to the rest of the band. Well, the other two guys. And yeah, hopefully, you know, the rest of the shows are a success, just like the previous, you know, 22 or 20. I don't know what number you are at now.
Yeah, it's open.
But yeah. And yeah, I mean, hopefully we can chat again soon. And, you know, if you have a single or something, whatever, let us know and we can help spread the word as well.
For sure, yeah. It was awesome chatting with you, man. Really enjoyed it.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca, and you can also listen to us through the CJSF app for iOS and Android. This is the Metal Meltdown, and I am your host, El Dr. Misterio. And also remember that you can listen to all the podcasts created for and by mankind at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. We just listened to Kunt Squad. They are from Melbourne in Australia. And we listened to a couple of songs. The last one we heard is Gods of War from their self-titled album from 2023. Kunt Squad, and before that we listened to Slave, also from the same album. Before that we listened to the legendary band from California in the United States, Dark Angel, and we listened to the latest single, Circular Firing Squad. And we started the set with our guests tonight, Ivy Gardens from Ontario in Canada, and we listened to the song Burden, which is part of their brand new album, Death of Don Valley. And yeah, let me tell you what was happening, as Chich Marin would say, in terms of concerts in the upcoming weeks. We have, well, if you like, you know, wrestling, there's WrestleCore, Love Will Tear Us Apart. This is on February 13th at the Rickshaw. Then on February 14th, also at the Rickshaw, you have Coroner, Heathen, and Solicitor. Then we have a couple of dates for the Glacial Mutilation Festival number 2. The first night is on February 19th, and you have Averse, Crown of Madness, Death Machine, The Egg, and No Faith in Fortune. And then night 2, it's happening right after the first one on February 20th, and you can watch Morning High, Coven 6669, Aggression, Drowning in Blood, Torify, and Ogre. And then on February 21st you have night 3, and you can see Opal in Sky, Exuvial, Wintersea, Cyber Octopus, Blighted Eye, Embryum, and Floodgate. Then I guess on February 28th we have the Fook Festival, and that's Bison, Heavy Trip, Alien Boys, My Sisters from Another Mister, Space Queen, and Burnt Long. If you want to listen to something else that is not metal, you can see Los Amigos Invisibles from Venezuela on March 6th. Kind of funk rock. Yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool band. Very good band if you want to change the, you know, the genre a little bit. Then on March 13th and 14th, we have the Punk Extravaganza with none other than the Dreadnoughts. Un abrazo a Marco. And so, yeah, so on the first night, March 13th, you have the Dreadnoughts, Los Furios, and Space Chimp. And on the 14th, you have the Dreadnoughts, Balkan Schmalkan, and the Dirty Artichokes. And, yeah, I guess for, well, if you like Peter Green and Santana, there's like a tribute band playing on March 28th. On March 21st, you have Onslaught and Warlord. April 1st, Raven. All this happening at the Rickshaw. And let me tell you some other events somewhere else. So on January 31st, at the Astoria Pub, you can see Plague Doctor, Deathbound, Dendros, and Gregorius. Then on February 9th, at the Astoria Pub as well, you can see Savage Master, High Spirits, Oxygen Destroyer, and what's the other band? Hellslot and Tough Dust. Then